Okay, let me learn a bissel parsha. And when I say a bissel, because we don't learn enough parsha. And every ben Torah on his own has to learn a lot more on his own parsha. We can do a mashu, a tipish bayam, just to be a bit Jewish. But every yochid has to make sure that he's a proper Jew. And this is an avoid that every yochid has. And the aleph base, the maisa, aleph base is learning the parsha with Rashi. Because, why, I mean the aleph base? Medrash Chazal are full of teachings of what we're supposed to learn from the parashis and from the psukim. Rashi brings the minimal should be minimal of the midrashim. Just like when a person has a person's in lost in a forest and he's waiting and he has no idea where he's going and it's dark and he doesn't see a path. He waits for a lightning to lighten up the whole area, which lasts for a second and a half, and then it's gone. But once he has that lightning, he comes to show that there's a whole world over here that he has to try to figure out the path he's supposed to go with. Sometimes learning up one medrash, the Siddhaf Tzayin, you learn up one medrash, you suddenly realize you have a lightning, you see, there is a whole world in every single pasuk, in every single thing the Torah tells us. It's a welt on its own, what we have to learn from. This week's parsha, Sharfa parsha, parsha's Vayigash. It's a famous medrash, the famous Beis Halevi. Pasuk says, "Vayiten es koyle bebchi, v'lo yochlu echov lanu yisoy." His brothers weren't able to answer him. Abakoin bardelo oimer. Oylanu miyom adin. Oylanu miyom atichacha. When he got to this pasuk and to this parsha, he said, "Woe to us from the day of the din. Woe to us from the day of teichacha." Bilam. Chacham shaloyv de kichavim, the greatest chacham that the kichavim ever had. Lo yochel lamoid b'teichachta shel asoinoi. Wasn't able to withstand and didn't have an answer when his donkey opened its mouth and gave him teichacha. Yosef, ktan shel shvatim, the youngest of the shvatim. Not the youngest, but from the younger of the shvatim, almost the youngest. They weren't able to stand against his teichecha. Hodahu d'chsiv. V'loyochlu echov lanis oisoi. That's the depth of the meaning of the pasuk. His brothers had nothing what to answer him back. Kinivhalu miponov. They were shocked. L'chsheyov ha'yakadosh baruch hu. V'yochiyach kol echod ve'echod lifi mashehu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Creator, will come and give us Teichacha, each and every one, exactly for who he is and for what he is. Kimo Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Oichichacha ve'erucho le'einecho, alachas kamo ve'kamo. How much more won't we be able to withstand and stand up to his Teichacha? That's what Abba Kohen Bardel is saying. Oilonu miyoyim adin, oilonu miyoyim ha'teichecha. Beis Halevi asks, what's pshat in this medrash? What was the teichacha over here? And what was the lack of capability of answering back Yosef that they were stuck with? If you just superficially look at the pasuk, you would see that Yosef is telling the brothers, "I'm your brother. How's our father doing?" And his brothers are in shock. They're shocked that it's him. They found him. Here he is. It all happened. The dreams happened. The whole maisa, every... And they're simply shocked at what happened. And he's being mafayis to them. Kshunoi, lie. It's all okay. It had a reason. Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged this whole thing to happen. It had a reason and a purpose. Michya shlochani, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me to bring... parnasa for the world in a matziv of a famine. It all had a tachlis and a purpose. I was sold here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me. It looks like there's a whole mahalach of pius, of his ratzus and his being menachem them. Where's the toichocha over here? What's the yom adin and what's the yom toichocha? Bisalevi explains very poshut. He says the depth of the idea going on over here, he shows this throughout from Chazal, how everything that went on over here was Yosef was trying to bring the brothers to tshuva, to tshuva shleima. The brothers, they sat in the din Torah and they judged him for Misa. Chazal tell us that they were Metzar of the Shechina with them. They didn't just sell Yosef. The Pasuk says on the Shvatim, we use Beis Shiftei Ko, even after the Maisa of Ruvein, the Pasuk, in the same Pasuk, there's a Seif Parasha, but there's not a Seif Pasuk in the middle. The Pasuk says that Bnei Yaakov were 12, and they were all Bnei Yaakov, that Yeruvim, even in the matzav of Kalkola, they still were Shleimim, they still were Tzadikim. And Chazal tell us, Vayeshu lecho lechem. They did it out of a place of Yishuv Adas, Menuchas HaNefesh. It wasn't spontaneous anger against him. They judged him al pidin. They felt that he was the roidif. They judged him al pidin. And Yosef begged them for Rachman, and they didn't listen. All Yehuda was willing to have Rachman was that the same ultimate tachlis of saving themselves from Yosef would happen if they sold him. So they might as well sell him and not kill him. But Be'etzem, they judged him al pidin, that he was a roidif. And Itake, Chazal tell us, Itake told Lashon Hara about them to Yaakov Avinu. He spoke Lashon Hara where he shouldn't have spoken Lashon Hara. And he was punished for it. As we'll see, we'll discuss shortly. He spoke Lashon Hara, he felt it was L'Toyelis. But it was wrong, it wasn't L'Toyelis because it wasn't Ra. He judged them in a negative way when he should have judged them favorably. He saw as Dibosam Ro'el Aviyem, as the Pasuk says. And it was wrong. They were Tzadikim. And they were afraid. But Tzedek, it seemed to them that Yaakov might accept what he's saying. Yaakov didn't accept it. How do we know that Yaakov didn't accept it? It's the Pasuk says that he loved Yosef, why kiben zkunim uloy? But it wasn't because he loves them less, that he felt that they were Rishoyim, that he accepted the Dibos Amro'o that Yosef brought to them. So points out the Chofetz Chaim. He didn't accept it. Now the brothers didn't know that he won't accept it. And if Yaakov would have accepted it, they were afraid that they'll be rejected. And they were afraid that Yosef will become the next Mamshich of Yaakov Avinu, and he's going to have 12 Shvatim. And they'll end up being the rejected ones, like Yishmael and Esav ended up not being from the Amma Nivchar, which could have happened. There was no Haftocha to Yaakov that he would be Zoicha to be Mamad Yud Beis Shiftei Ko. The Ovis knew that eventually one of the Ovis is going to have 12 Shvatim, and Klal Yisrael will come out of him. And they were afraid that it's going to happen to Yosef. And if their father's going to accept the Lashon Hara, he's going to bless Yosef, just like Yitzchak ended up blessing Yankov, and they'll be rejected. They were petrified for their lives. He's a roidif. And it happens to be that they were right in one sense, that Yosef was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. How do I know that? How many children was Yosef supposed to have? Where do you know that from? What?
Yom had the other 10.
Yom had the other 10. Where do you know that from? To Rashi in Chumash. Midei Avir Yaakov. Pasuk in Rashi in Zoy Sabrocha, I think. When the mice with Potiphar? So he was from taiva. He had to grasp with his fingers and torture himself to break his taiva. And Rashi bring that there were 10 tipos of zera that came out of him, and he lost his chus of 10 children right there and then, and therefore he only had two. Could be Shteid Ergus that Binyon had this chus to take them afterwards. Kenzai, I don't know where that is. I don't think that's a Rashi. But this is a Rashi. Midei Avir Yaakov. On that posuk. Chazal. He was supposed to take have 12 Shvotim. Yosef had in him certain aspects of Taki being a Mamshich of Yankov. Kiven Skunim Uloi. They had what to be petrified of. Okay. Yosef knew that they made a cheshbon al pidin. Now Yosef knew that they were wrong. The Torah knew that they were wrong. Hashem said that they were wrong. How do we know that the Torah? Which statement possible? Because the Torah says Vayikanu b'Yaakov. Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes. His Torah is emes, and the pasuk says there was a kina over there. It wasn't only because of their whole explanation of Radifa. There was something greater going on over there. There was something deeper. And the brothers themselves seemingly didn't even notice it. They didn't even realize it, that they had that cheshbon, that they had that negiah. How do I know? Vaitas, Mefurshin Pasuk. Last week's parsha, that went, points out the Beis Halevi, the Medrash points this out. What happened in last week's parsha when they realized they're in big trouble? That they're in big trouble for the whole Maisa standing in front of Yosef. They didn't know who he was and whatever, of course, in the whole story, that they realized that, what did they say? They spoke up between Avla Shem and Anachnu, that we didn't listen to our brother's cries, that we didn't have enough Rachmim on him. But did they say Hashem and Anachnu that we sold him? No. They felt that that was Al Pidin. Just they should have gone Lefnim Ishur Asadin. They felt that they should have maybe done things in a different way, Midin Rachmim. That Bishchanu Eleinu, and we don't listen to him. But they didn't have true tshuva yet, because they didn't realize the hypocrisy of their actions. They didn't realize that it was coming from a place of kinna. They still truly believe that it was coming from a place of tzidkis. Yosef brought them to a situation, and that's what happened over in this week's parasha, where they were brought to a situation where Yosef took away Binyamin. Binyamin, they didn't know was innocent. They thought he was talking mechuyav misa. Binyamin stole the gavia. Yosef made a gewaltige spiel, played a whole spiel. He made the brothers think that Binyamin stole the gavia. He's chayev misa to the melech. Aleph beis chayev misa. And let's see how the brothers are going to try to save him now. They're going to stick up for him, or they won't stick up for him. And taka vayigashel of Yehuda. The whole Belchama. What was his taina? He had one taina. He came with the full force. He had one starke taina. He never said Binyamin's innocent. He didn't know that Binyamin was innocent. He never claimed that Binyamin's innocent. He said, even if Binyamin is guilty, he can't do it to our father. Our father is innocent. He can't suffer. You can't allow him to suffer. Take me. He won't suffer as much. He won't suffer. It's not the same suffering. If you take him, you're killing our father. You have no right to kill our father. That was the essence of Yehuda's claim, correct? What was his taina? That was the pitch. That was the pitch. He's coming with a starke taina of Vayigashel of Yehuda, Milchomas, Kedur Bonis. Just look at the Medrash over here. It's mind-boggling. The whole Shak Levitar going on between these two great Leichmim, Yosef and Yehuda. But that was the pitch. Came Yosef and he tells them, Ani Yosef, you sold me. Ha'id of Yichai. Says the Beis Halevi, based on this medrash, what's Ha'id of Yichai? It's Tamekasha. Anyway, has to be asked. They keep on speaking about their father. They said Avdechavi 10 times. And suddenly, yes, is Papa still alive? Shkoyach, good morning. I mean, the whole time, that's what they're discussing. Zok the Beis Halevi, that gufa was the shakl of Atariya. He says, it sounds nice, you're claiming your taina, but where was that same exact taina when you sold me? Okay, I was deserving of misa. I was a raidif. That was me. But what with Yankiv? What's going to be with Yankiv Avinu? Is Yankiv deserving of death? Was Yankiv deserving to suffer the way he suffered for 22 years? Yankiv suffered crazily. He couldn't be misnachem. How do you do it to Yaakov? You truly care for Yaakov? That's why you don't want me to take Binyamin? It's not true. You're hypocrites. If that would be the taina, why didn't you have this taina 22 years ago? Zok the Beis Halevi, that's the concept of din, and that's the concept of teichacha. There's two ideas. What's din? Din is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a person, you did wrong. Teichacha is something much, much stronger. Teichacha is proving to the person, mitoich his own actions, take away all the terutzim. A person al pidin has to do something. He has to get up early to go daven with his rizus. Okay. So one day we'll be confronted when we by HaKadosh Baruch Hu about not doing it. So if a person will come with a teretz, physically I can't do it. It goes against my nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show a person. I'll show you other cases, other times, when you had nourish of things, stupidities, trivialities, you got up with such a gewaltic as reasons for those. Mechiach minei ubei to a person that your teretz is nishkan teretz. This is on something small, but you have it. Life is full of such ideas. Big things, a person makes big decisions, which are wrong. And he gives himself and he takim, truly believes in his own terutzim. I'm not giving tzedakah for a person who's able to give tzedakah, and he explains exactly why. Apidin is supposed to give tzedakah, but he doesn't give tzedakah. And he has the full explanation. Mishmach will show him this example the Beis Halevi gives. You just blew 10 grand on a garnished? You blew $1 million on a stupidity? And why? When your brother needed parnasa, you weren't able to support him? So you gave a good teretz why you couldn't afford to support him or something. But how then you blow that money on shtuyot, on nonsense? That's called teichocha. When a person minei ubei is a mufrach, he's a mezuyif mitoichoi, his terutzim are gone. That's exactly what Yosef had with the brothers. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the concept of teichocha. And that's what Abba Kohen Bardol said when he learned this parsha. Oylonu miyoy madin, oylonu miyoy mateichocha. The way Yosef brought about the teichocha to the brothers to disprove them from all of their wrong tainus, eventually in the Yom HaDin, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to confront each and every one of us. And that's what the Medrash says. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oichichacho ve'erecho le'einecho, I will be moichiach you and I will be oirech you in front of your eyes. I'll set up in front of you your life and you'll see your terutzim are not terutzim. It's a sheker. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Oichichacho, I'll give you teichacho. Ve'erecho le'einecho, I'll be erech in front of you your own life and you'll see it's a sheker, your terutzim. That's what's going to happen to each and every one of us by the Yom HaDin, which is also referred to as Yom HaTeichacho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prove teichacho, prove to us that our actions were wrong. Many times in life, we have different decisions we have to make. And we make decisions based on certain reasonings that we give ourselves. The first avoda of a Jew is to be honest with himself. To be honest. Emes. Emes knei, the pasuk says, Val Timkor. The greatest midah, the greatest trait that a person could give, could have, is the midah of truth. It of course includes in speaking truth, but it goes so much deeper. It's being a truthful man to oneself. We lie to ourselves all the time. It's a big, big avodah, honesty. Therefore, midvar sheker tirchak, the Kadosh Baruch Hu warns us. A person has to steer away and go misrachik from sheker. Sheker is the worst midah. Sheker ruins a person's own inner capability of truly growing, because he can't truly confront himself. What do I have to do? What do I have to do in life? And how I should do it? Because he lies to himself. The greatest punishment of a liar is that he ends up being a liar to himself. Honesty, the greatest schar of someone who's an ish emes is he has emes within himself. It's a big avoid. It's a big avoid. It's a hard avoid. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his ahava to us, gives us capabilities of growth the whole time. When we're honest with ourselves, we're able to grow, do tshuva, and we're able to go from one madrega, we can be kind of one midah, and continue to be kind of other good midahs. We can become talmid chachamim, masmidim. We can achieve it all. But the first midah has to come. We have to train ourselves as honesty, because when a person is emes within himself, he can truly grow. Sheker is the worst. Person answers up to himself and he convinces himself with shtuyot and narishkeit and stupidities, and he falls for the worst. And that's what the teichocha is ultimately, by the yom adin, that we'll all have to stand in front of one day. There's another nekuda I want to speak out in the parasha, a very tremendous yesod. Mechiras Yosef and the whole story of everything that happened between Yosef and the brothers, the Torah gives it three parashas: Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. Why is the Torah so marach in this story? Obviously, there's tremendous lessons that we have to learn from many, many details in the story. Chofetz Chaim in Shmir Salosh and Chelik Beis has a tremendous yesod. He's very marich to point out how the Torah teaches us in these parashiyas to see mida keneged mida of what happened through the Maisim of the Ovos and the Maisim of the Shvatim, and what they brought upon themselves. There's a Mishnah in Ovos which says as follows: Im ein ani li, mili. How do you touch that? What's in the pasuk? In that. What's the posh detach of the Mishnah? Posh detach. It's a tremendous idea. What's up to Benji? Yo. Posh detach.
You're not going to be one to take charge and make things happen. No.
Every person has his tafkid, and only he can fulfill it, and he has to do it. If you don't take charge, no one else will. You're the boss. Zok the Chofetz Chaim, Avada, this is the posh the pshat, and there's so much more to it. Imeina nili, mili. Nothing bad ever happens. Nothing. Unless I do it to myself. Imeina nili, no one. Nothing bad will ever happen to me. Nothing. Ein im ein anili, says the Chofetz Chaim, posh the pshat is mili. No one can ruin anything for me. All the doors are open in front of every single individual of tremendous success, good siyat d'shmai, and everything, unless a person ruins it for himself. In one yisod, the pasuk state, If there's anything not good that happens to a person, it's all because of a midah keneged midah from actions that a person brought about himself. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Parshas Vayeshev, Parshas Miketz, and Parshas Vayigash. He teaches this to us in the most tremendous way. And he begins. Midah keneged midah. Every single act that a person does has an effect. Every single maisa that a person does, letoiv v'lera, for the good or for the bad. And if you know this, but in the second chelik of Shemir Saloshin, he goes with the parashias, explaining different ideas in the parashias. His maruch over here, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, in a tremendous arichas. I'll just say b'ktzara, point out some deep ideas which are frightening when you misboin it in the depth of what happened here. First of all, the whole story that happened with Yosef and the brothers, and anything that could happen, or even sioinus, even challenges that person comes a person's way many times, are because of the person himself's actions. It was a tremendous tsar for Yaakov, everything that happened. And the whole idea, why was Yosef the melech? Why did this happen that Yosef became the melech over the brothers? And it had to happen in this way. There were many details over there which brought tremendous pain to Yaakov. Chazal tell us, most of us know this medrash, not from the medrash, but we know from the Mesillas Yesharim. Rachel turned to Yaakov and she says, Havali banim, give me children. She knew Yaakov's a tzaddik. She knew that Yaakov can daven for her. And she says, V'imayin, if I don't have kids, I'm dying. I can't take it. Vayichar. He got angry at his wife. Nah, we're speaking about Tzadikim Yisrael Yolam. What did he tell her? Hatachas Elikimani? How are you talking? He told her, Rachel, you don't talk that way. Yaakov told Rachel, I expect you not to crack and not to break in such a way and say, Hatachas Elikimani? You're turning to me? You should daven. Kimana Mimech Pri Bitnech. Because Rachel was Manea children from you. You got to daven. You daven. It sounds like a normal interaction between both of them. Says the Medrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu criticized Yaakov very much. Now Yaakov had a taina. He says, "Atachet al kimoni ashamona minech mech privratan." Don't talk that way. I'm dying. I can't take it anymore. The Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says, we know it from Mesillas Yesharim quotes it in Zehirus. He says as follows in Mesillas Yesharim. He says, we have to look at the Diktu Kadin that Kadosh Baruch Hu was medaktek with the Ovis HaKadosh, with Tzadikim, to understand how careful the person has to be in his own actions. He says, Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, Kach oinin es hamu'ukos, that's the way to speak to a pained person? She's suffering! She's in horrific pain! She doesn't have kids! Yes, she cracked. She spoke in a way that maybe wasn't so respectful. In a sense, it's almost as if not being makir, maybe in Ashgocha prot is enough. She complained. She wasn't mekabel. Maybe the Yisurim be'ahava, the way you would have thought that Rachel would. But you don't answer her sharply. You don't answer her that way. Be more sensitive with your wife. Kach oinin esamu ukois, chayecho. The midah keneged midah was bonecho that you had till now. What did he answer? Ashimona mimeich pribotin. Rashi, right there. Rashi, hilig Rashi. What does it say? Mona mimeich. Says Rashi on that posuk. What did he answer? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mine. I have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you children, he tells her. So obviously it's you who has to daven. Okay. It sounds like a tiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't talk that way to a woman who's in pain. You don't talk to your wife that way. Your children that I blessed you with, oimdim lifnei b'no, they will stand in front of your son, of her son. She's going to have a son who's going to be melech. Yes. I'm going to give her a zun. I'm going to give her a son. Who that son is going to be so chaviv to you, and there's going to be this whole story that's going to happen. Her son. It's also his son. He referred to his children they had before. There's a diktu kadin. Weiter, we can't understand the full scope of Mida Keneged Mida and everything that went into that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon over there. But we get, as I said, we get glimpse that we're able to see halacha. We're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga of Mida Keneged Mida. The person has to be careful how he talks. Even if he's speaking Yiddishkeit, he's telling his wife to have emunah, to have bitochen, whatever, and he's telling it's up to her to daven. There's a way to talk to someone who's in pain, to be zorn his loshim, and that's what the Maseiach Shem brings in the heroes, in the meat of the heroes. How a person has to be medactic with his meisim. And pshat is, if a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medactic with the tzaddikim, Allah has kama v'kama with those who are not tzaddikim. The idea is very poshut. Yes, because that's over there. We can appreciate so much more. V'sviva of the pasuk says nisara ma'id, but it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from every individual to live up to perfection, to be careful with every word that he speaks and how he speaks, to who he speaks and what he speaks. Vayove Yosef is the bosom royal aviyim. Weiter Chazal or Marich. What he said, how he was wrong, the choshed al arayis, even minachai, choshedim al agezel. Rashi brings on the three things, and Medrash says how they were not. Says the Medrash on that pasuk, peles umoznei mishpot LaHashem, says the Medrash. He was punished on all three things. He said that, what did he say? That they're mezalzel and the Bnei Shfachas, and they call their other brothers Avodim. He was punished. What was the Mida Keneged Mida? LeEved Nimkar Yosef. He himself was sold as an Eved. He said that they were he was choshed them, and he told their father that choshed al arayis for 12 years. Gans Mitzrayim spoke about him that he's Choshed al Arayis. He said that they were Choshed al Evim Minachai, say Chazal, because of that he was punished. That what? Vayishchatu Seir Izim. And they used the blood to fool Yankiv Avinu. He said, Torah of Torah of Yosef. What? That they didn't eat it Chai. That over there, the soil was takeshecht.
How
was that Eastern Jewish? Ilu daikinon kulahai loitaninon. There's depth, you're right. About this, there's what to be mahamik. Ichtav geni tashvong, you know, you have to get the full scope of the ideas. I can't catch up. The Maisa Chazal, the Posuk is Marich. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavi Veishlecheyum Eimek Chevroin. That what's Eimek Chevroin? Eitz Amuka Shalais Tzadik HaKover B'Chevroin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately brought about Kigeri Yezaracha Be'eretz Lo Elohim, that it would happen through the whole Maisa V'Nizgal Gal Yosef down to Mitzrayim. Again, Avram Avinu said Bameida Ki Roshena, without getting into punk what the chait was, but there was a tainan Avram Avinu as Vayit, and Mesil Shishon brings over the Zehirus, says the Medrash, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? your children, your descendants will have to go down to Mitzrayim. In order to accept the Torah, to become the Am HaNivchar, they'll have to go through Ervas Haaretz, down to Mitzrayim. And that's why Yishlochehu Me'emek Chevron. Rashi brings the Chazal. What's Emek Chevron? From the depth of Chevron, Me'etzah Amuko, that was told to the Tzadik HaKover B'Chevron to Avraham Avinu. Vayten, Mida Keneged Mida. I'll skip some points that he points out over here. Just go back into the main akudis. Reuven, what did he say? Hashlicho yisrael labor hazeh asher bamidbar. Laman hitzi lo yisim yodeyim. Miyodom, lashiv eloviv. What was the midah keneged midah of Reuven? Reuven was a tainan Reuven. He was expected more from him. He should have taka saved him. Much more. Reuven later was nichshal. He was punished. That what? He told in last week's parsha, when he was trying to convince Yaakov to send down Binyamin, he said, a shnei bonai tomis. If I don't bring them back to you. So what Yaakov tell him? B'char shoyte the best. Bonai v'loi, bonecho v'loi bonai. I'm going to kill my two grandchildren. That's not a good arvus. But Chazal say, just like Chazal say in Makis, on what happened to Yehuda because he slipped and he said, chotosi lovi kol hayomim. Same thing happened to Reuven. He slipped with his tongue. He said, eshnei bonai tomis. Chazal say, two of Reuven's descendants died, were killed in a horrific way. They ended up falling into a bar, and that was because of his speaking. Because he spoke that way, and he said, "Eshnei Bonai Tomis." Who are the two descendants of Reuven who ended up falling into a bar when they were alive? Dosan Vavirom. Chazal say it was because of there was a kiyum of Shnei Bonai Tomis, and that was Mida Keneged Mida of his lowering into a bar that had Nechoshim Akrab. They could have killed him. He wasn't careful enough. But Lamaisi, he had a good Matara. Laman Hetzeloisim Yodeim. Say Chazal, because of that, he had a third descendant who was taka saved from falling into the bar, even though he was deserving to fall into the bar. And he was Oin Ben Peles. Who is Ein Ben Peles? Right, from Bnei Reuven. They all were, Dosan Avir, Ein Ben Peles, their first cousins, from Bnei Reuven, descendants of Reuven. Yehuda was the Gdol Achim. He took charge. When I mean Godel, he wasn't in the age. Reuven, who was greatest in age, began taking charge, but not enough. Yehuda took charge. Yehuda was punished on right and left. He also got schar, as we'll soon see, for something good, for the good things he did. But on that which he did, he caused his father so much pain that he had to tear kriya. What's the parish immediately afterwards? He lost his two sons. He also had to tear kriya out of pain. His father was misabel. He also ended up being misabel. He lost his wife. He lost his kids. But Thomas, Ashes, his wife died. His two sons, his two oldest sons died. Horrific tragedies happened to you. Boom, boom, boom. Mida keneged mida. Avelus. He fooled his father. He was the one, he was the leading one behind the shechting of the Seir Izin. He was also fooled. Hakerna, l'miachisemes v'apsilu ma'ele. He was an honest man. He was zoichet tremendous schar. He was zoichet to Malchus Beis David came out of him because he knew how to be moide and not cover up his actions. He was honest. But he suffered a lot of bizyoinis and a lot of personal pain with all that story. That was because of the hacker, no. Mida keneged mida. For the good, woo, he was zoiche. tremendous, forever. Good person is zeichet nitzchias. Malchus beis David, Mashiach, everything. Semach David Avdecha. That's all from Yehuda, from Peretz, coming out from Tamar. Tremendous char for the good that he did, for being honest and standing up and not holding back and not saying when he said Sod kami meni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays char for every good act which is done, and he punishes for every bad act that's done. I'm not going to go into he cheshbens the Chofetz Chaim over here, the Mida Keneged Mida of Malchus Beis David and the Tzod Kamimeni. He gets into Machlein and Kilyoin, and it's a pachat Chodim the cheshbonis, the way he pushes shows the cheshbonis and Psukim. But I'll go weiter on the main Nikudas. If you go through the Chazal on Yosef, every single Maisa which happened to him, the base Potifar, which all the suffering that he suffered, everything had a cheshbon of a midah keneged midah. How many years was he the base Asurim? 12. How many brothers did he speak Lashon Hara about?
It was
10. 10? And then why do you have another 2 years? Yeah. Everything's a cheshbon. Everything's a cheshbon. There is nothing that happens without a reason. Im ein ani li mili. A person creates his own fate. If you see goodness happens to a person, it's a person because he did it for himself. And when you see bad happens to a person, it's because he did it for himself. Yehuda. What did he tell his father? Im lo yavi Yosef eilecha, v'itzagti lefanecha, v'chotosi lecha kol hayomim. He was meshabed himself in this world and in the next world. He put himself into chayrim, if you won't bring him back. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Makis. You know that Gemara. What does the Gemara tell us? That a tzaddik says something, even al tnai, it happens. Because he said about himself, v'chotosi lavi kol hayomim, what was he punished? What happened? Because of that. Hayu atzmoisov megulgolois ba'oroin. His atzmois, that means he did not have menucha in Olam Haba, and it had and affected itself in this world, that his atzmois were megulgol. Till what happened? Till Moshe Rabbeinu beg rachmim for him. Vaitis, Rashi in Pasha Zayis HaBrocha. It's the Gemara in Makkah. What does the Gemara in Makkah say? I'll read the Gemara. I'll tell him the Gemara. Says the Gemara till he davened for him. What did he daven for him? That he should have menucha. How many years didn't he have menucha for? What are we speaking about? There's the 210 years from when they came down to Mitzrayim till they left Mitzrayim. Then there's another 40 years in the Midbar. We're speaking about 250 years after he died. He didn't have a menucha. He wasn't allowed into Mesifta Dirakia. I mean, he wasn't allowed into Gan Eden for 250 years. And then, after Moshe Rabbeinu begged Rachman for him, he was allowed in. And what happened? Says the Gemara in Makis. You're smiling, what? He couldn't handle the shir. He couldn't speak up, and it wasn't working. So he davened for him. The Gemara in Makis, and then what happened? Weiter. So he was able to speak up and to reden zum zach, to tain in shir, but he wasn't able to prove his points in lamdas. Until Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him, yodav ravloi, ezer mitzorav tia, that he should be zoicha to be have a shaklev etaria with his chavrusas in Bezin Shalmala in Sifta Dirakia and get his way. Eizem Mitzorov Tiyah, Yodav Ravloi, was the first filler. Stop, you see the musik of what's schar and what's nebach punishment. That a person erkenish handling and learning in Mesivta Dirakia. And the schar is Yodav Ravloi, that he should be able to handle learning. And then the next thing was, he davened for Eizem Mitzorov Tiyah, he should be able to be matzliach. Fet the Chofetz Chaim. Why did he, was he nenash in such a punishment? So the Gemara says, because he said v'chatasi lovi kol hayomim. How did he make that slip? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu allow him to make such a slip? Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Why was it that the Shechina was nostalgic from Yankiv Avinu for all those 22 years? Because Yehuda, the leader of the brothers, he made a bezdin of 9, and they needed a 10 for a minyan. They were mitzarif the Shechina imohem, and they made a cheirim not to be megalat Yankiv Avinu. Yehuda was mitzarif the Shechina to this cheirim, not to be megalat Yankiv Avinu. So the Shechina had to be nostalgic from Yankiv Avinu in order that he shouldn't realize and know what happened to Yosef. Chazal tell us even more. Rashi, Mechumash, Yitzchak, who was alive the whole time, Yitzchak Baruch HaKadosh knew exactly what happened to Yosef. He knew that Yankiv was suffering. Did Yitzchak tell Yaakov? No. Why not? Rashi brings. He said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being megalat him, I should be megalat to him. Yitzchak understood that it's a rotzen Hashem that Yaakov shouldn't know. Yitzchak saw all the pain that Yaakov, his son, was going through, but he held himself back. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being megalat to him, he's mesalik Shechina. For 22 years, Yankiv HaTzadik had a histalkus HaShechina. Obvious that the Merkava the Shechina, who brought about this talk to Shechina from Yankiv for 22 years? Yehuda. He couldn't go into the Mokim HaShechina. He couldn't go into Mesifta Derekia, into Yeshiva Shalmaila, for 250 years. As a punishment for what he did to his father, that he caused him to have a Siluka Shechina. Pasuk says, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Umiyokubim Kim Kodshoi. Chazal tell us on that pasuk, there's different madrigas in Gan Eden. There's a mokim hashchina, just like there's a machne over here. There's kedushas machnes in this world. There's machne Yisrael, Yerushalayim. Then there's machne Leviya. There's machne shchina. There's machne Yisrael. There's kedushas Yerushalayim. Esek kedushas zula malam izu. In Gan Eden, it's also that way. And there's different madrigas. There's someone who's zoichet to be nichnas to the Har Hashem, to the Machane Leviya. Same kedushas Machane of Har Abayis. And then there's miyokubim kohen kodshoy. There's someone who's zoichet to be in the Mesifta Derekia in the Machane Shechina itself. Yehuda wasn't zoichet for 250 years. Because he was misalik, he caused his talkus Hashechina from his father. It's a pachad pchodim, cheshboinus. Chofetz Chaim is marich. I won't go through every detail. I'll go through another prat, one more prat. Yosef was nichshal in chet haloshen, speaking against the brothers. He chapped that he was wrong, and he begged for mercy from the brothers. Brothers went with him the full severity. They were not going to be Moichelim. Yosef begged Mechila from them, and they weren't Moichel. They should have been Moichel. They were also punished. Exactly in a Midah Keneged Midah, exactly in a very similar thing. The greatest of Shevet Yosef, at one point in history, came to the greatest of Shevet Yehuda. And he asked for Mechila, and he tried to explain himself. And that greatest from Shevet Yehuda didn't accept. And he lost big time because of it. Chazal tell us. You know the Chazal, Vaita. It could be, it's also Mrs. Shani, I don't remember if he brings this Chazal. Tziva, the Eved of Mephibosheth. Yonason, the most beloved friend of David HaMelech, had a young son, Mephibosheth, who David HaMelech was makar of him, was very kind to him. There's all story in Tanakh how when Avshalom rose up against his father, David HaMelech, weiter, Chazal, what the Midah Kineged Midah that happened over there. He rose up against his father. All those who were loyal to David went and they escaped together with David. Mephibosheth wanted to come along. Mephibosheth, he was crippled. Chazal tell us he wasn't able to walk. He was very he was lame on his feet. He began packing his bags. And he told his servants to help him to go escape with David. And his servants dissuade him. And they told him that David sent a messenger to tell him not to come. He wanted to go with David to show his loyalty to David. But his servants came back as if messengers from David. That he shouldn't come along because he's lame and it's going to be hard for him and it's going to be hard for them. It's better that he should remain in Yerushalayim. They gave him a whole Baba Maisa, telling him a whole sheker of why not to go along with David. When David came back, Siva, his servant of Mephibosheth, this is also Midi Kineg Midi, why this happened to Mephibosheth. But Siva, the servant of Mephibosheth, came to David, and he played the game twice. He was a double spy. He came to David, and he told David how Mephibosheth, more than that, not when he came back. When David was escaping, Siva came along, and he told David that Mephibosheth is very excited that Avshalom is having a whole revolt against him. He told Lashon Hara to David. And Mephibosheth is all excited about the revolt. And because he's hoping that maybe eventually he'll become Melech again. Since he's the son of Yonasan. If there's a fight going on in Malchus Beis David, Avshalom will throw off David. Then eventually, maybe the followers of David will throw off Avshalom. And then eventually, maybe he'll end up being king. And Mephibosheth is all excited. And he, Tziva's coming to David. And he brought along Chamorim full of raisins, of wine, of grain, things to help David in his escape. And he told David that he's giving this to David because his master, Mephibosheth, is Lamais, part of the revolt, and he's joining up with Avshalom. Okay. David comes back after the revolt, and Mephibosheth goes to visit him. David confronts him about the fact that he didn't come along, and that he didn't join him in his escape, and Fakir that he joined up with Avshalom. So if he was just try to answer up and explain himself, David wasn't Mikabel. And he gave a punishment to Mephibosheth. He's that he has to be Meshachrer, his Eved Tziva, and give him half of all of his possessions. A baskel came out. Means Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a mishpat there and then. You said ato v'tziva tachalkus asode chayecho. Your malchus is going to be split. That was in the gzeira of the splitting of the malchus based David off to who? Aseres HaShvatim. What did they always refer to? What? Rav and Ben Avot. Which Shevet? Ephraim. Asher LeYosef. In this week's Haftarah, you're going to read. What? Aseres HaShvatim are always referred to Beis Yosef. Eitz Yosef. two sticks. One is Eitz Yehuda and one is Yosef on the whole Moshul, on both sticks becoming one stick together. Eventually, the Malchus will come back together again. But it's Yehuda against Yosef, the split, Nochamol. Mephibosheth, the son of Yonason, was from what Shevet? Yonason, son of Shaul. Binyamin, Ish Yemini. Weiter. Jewish, basic Jewish Judaism. Ish Yemini. From Binyamin. Weiter. There's the Shevet, there's the Shvatim of Rachel, Yosef and Binyamin, and there's the Shvatim of Yehuda, which is the Shvatim of Leah. He's the head of the Malchus of Leah. Chayecha shebanecha oimdin lefnei b'na. Weiter, mida kineget mida. The lack of the hanhog back between Yosef and Yehuda back then was goyren the punishment that happened later. And weiter. Even the challenges that the descendants got were because of the tikkun that they had to bring for the chait of their zaydis. And they were brought into challenges that they didn't have the special siyat of the Shemayit to stand up to. And they didn't make that tikkun, weiter. And Chazal say, Il mole kibol David Lashon Hara. If David wouldn't have been Mekabah the Lashon Hara, that Tziva told him, Loi nech lekom Malchus beis David. Malchus beis David wouldn't have been split. Veloi avdu Yisrael avodizara. Veloi galinu meyartzeinu. The Bais Rishon would never have been destroyed. Im eina nili mili. Our fate is in our own hands. Good happens to those who do good. And bad happens to those who do bad. As I began sharing with. Bereshis bore elokim. We have a Torah. And what does the Torah teach us? Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs this world, hands on, down to the finest detail. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person bechira chafshis. And at other times when he's deserving of punishment because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even control the words as he says them. And a tzaddik like Yehuda gets a slip and then he says, V'chotosi lovi kol hayomim. Boom. Reuven is nichshal and he says, V'shnei bonai tomis. Boom. Effects. Person's mekabel lashon hara, person says lashon hara, person does bad, he'll get punished. A person says tzadka mimeni, he does good, he's zoicha. Loiv lezariv ledorois of acharov. I still remember Rav Shachman's gave a shmuz and he burst out crying. He brought the Rashi. It's Rashi in Vayikra. He read Rashi. And he just read the Rashi, he said it over, and he burst out into tears. Rashi brings, if you want to know the schar of mitzvahs, look at other Marushan, who did one Aveira. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. And the effect of that Aveira was death to every single one of his descendants. Kal v'choymer. Midatoiva meruba. If one act could bring death to so many, to all of humanity, midatoiva meruba, of what a maisa toiv could bring goodness and life to a person, and to all of his descendants, and to all of humanity. Rashi in Vayikra. Our maisim count. And it's the greatest matana that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us Sachai v'samovis nasati lefonecha. And out of a place of love, he tells us, U'bachar to b'chai. Zozoi chuzayim, good Shabbos.